And the Cancer Council's Relay for Life happening this weekend at Dial Park Penguin is Sarah from the Cancer Council. Taz, hello.
Good morning, Darren. Thanks for having me in.
You're welcome. So we want to push registrations online. Now, we've got a team here at the station, and as I just told you off the air, I still haven't registered. So there is a deadline, right?
There is, absolutely. So you need to register tomorrow night by 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Online. Otherwise, you can still register on the day. We're just encouraging everyone to get in nice and early, register online to make sure that your name's at the gate and you can grab a wristband and head straight on in.
Yeah, so no mucking around.
Exactly.
All right, so please do that. Costs $25 to register, and then your fundraising is anything on top of that, right?
Exactly. So that $25 actually goes on to your team's total as part of your fundraising. So every team member is an extra $25 that your team's fundraised.
Yeah, right. Okay, so what time's starting there Saturday?
So we're starting at the opening ceremony at 1 o'clock on Saturday, and we'll relay through until 9 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Right. Will you have breakfast for people Sunday morning?
Yes, we will.
Excellent.
Yeah. So we've got our principal sponsor, IGA, has helped us out with a cold brekkie for all of our participants on the Sunday morning, and the Burnie Lions Club's also going to be putting on a barbecue, so you can fundraise extra a little bit there and purchase a bacon egg roll.
Fantastic. All right, now the raffle's on as well.
Absolutely, yeah. So if you can't come along on the weekend, still support Relay for Life through the statewide raffle. Lots of prizes to be won there. So you can either support a team or just support Relay for Life for the state.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I don't want to put a dampener on it, but I need to mention for people going, there is a bit of rain forecast on Saturday. Just bring your wet weather gear. Simple as that, you know?
Absolutely. We'll have some ponchos for sale.
Yeah.
Bring a change of socks, an extra jumper, rain jacket. Cancer doesn't rest and doesn't stop for rain, so
exactly.
We
good
will
point.
Push through.
Yeah, and, you know, Tasmania, we're used to a bit of rain, so I don't think it's going to affect anyone. How many teams have we got roughly?
So we've got 55 teams and over 700 participants now for the Penguin event. So that's really exciting. Lots of newbies on board.
Is that normal, or is it bigger or smaller? Or
yeah, so that's bigger than this time last year.
Great.
And on par with a couple of years before.
Yeah.
So good participation.
All right. So not only if you're a member of a team, don't forget to register online, but also it's not too late for a new team to come in like today or tomorrow.
Absolutely. Yeah, we had a couple of teams come in over the weekend and they're going great with their fundraising and getting their team members in. So it's definitely not too late. And fundraising for Relay for Life can go all the way through until June. So you can fundraise through till the end of financial year and keep increasing that team's total.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we'll see you there Saturday. And this would be your biggest fundraiser for the year for the Cancer Council, would it be? Relay?
So up here on the northwest coast, it's one of our biggest ones. Yeah, absolutely. We also have a gala dinner that happens in the middle of the year. So the Unite in Yellow Gala will be on the 26th of June at the Paranapple Centre. But Relay for Life is a really big one and really important for us.
Mm. We should mention that all the money raised in Tasmania does stay in Tasmania and helps out the Cancer Council with their various programs, helping out people going through cancer and their families as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So at the moment, the wig library that we have for patients that are going through treatment that have lost their hair is a little low. So we're trying to really push for fundraising for that to reinvigorate the wig library. So a $200 donation actually provides a wig for a patient. And anything sort of down to even $15 recruits and trains a volunteer to participate in our community speaker program. Or $30 can help transport a cancer patient from hospital to their treatments through our transport to treatment program.
Yeah, that's really important because not everyone has two cars in the family, and if one's being used, then you know that's
And it can be really important. Tricky to be driving after some of these treatments as well. They do knock you around, and so having that that person to drive you back and have that conversation after your treatment and just make sure you're okay is often really important to our clients.
All right. Anything else you want to mention?
Oh, just get it behind our statewide raffle. There's lots of tickets available and fantastic prizes to win. So you could win two nights at Fraser-Ney Lodge. There's a $500 IGA voucher or a $500 voucher at the Steel Shop. You could actually win a VIP breakfast. Breakfast radio experience and come in here and see how it all happens.
Okay, that's fine by me. I'll go downstairs and have a coffee and put the feet up. Do that. So that's great. Some really good prizes and well done to those sponsors for getting on board. And particularly like people who come on board like IGA and whatever, and they put on the breakfast the next morning. You know, yeah. they don't have to do that, but that's great community spirit.
It is, absolutely. IGA have been great supporters of Relay for Life for many, many years, and we're really grateful for their ongoing support. We've got lots of sponsors that come on board every year, and even lots of people that have donated prizes for the raffle that aren't major sponsors of the event. But we've got lots of support, and it's really fantastic, all those prizes donated into the raffle are from local Tasmanian businesses. So everything all those prizes are actually putting more income back into those businesses as well. So supporting Tassies that support us as well.
Indeed. All right. So the website again, not too late to put a team in. And if you're part of a team and you haven't registered online, like me, you need to do that. And you can do that via relayforlife.org.au. Find out your team name, obviously.
Yes.
From your teammates, and then and search that and put in your $25. And away you go with your fundraising on top of that. Thanks for coming in, Sarah. We'll see you there Saturday.
Indeed. Thanks so much, Darren.